I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Friday, guys.
Time to talk penis pictures.
Well, listen, I got to get this job. I'm a photographer. I take pictures all the time.
Yeah, you do.
And
you know how to light it. You know how to frame it. You know how to filter.
And that's not to diminish. It's just, it's about the idea. You got to have the idea. You have to have the thing that everybody keys in on. We live in a world where people take dick pics. And as a rule, let's face it, your genitalia is not good looking. It's just not. Men. Women's are beautiful. Amazing.
Yeah, but men's are hard to make look good.
Oh, you'll notice in these pictures, she's covering them. It's really about the fashion, not so much about, you know, it's like, yes, it is about the model, but isn't it really about the designer?
Our next guest is a New York-based photographer who has been making headlines with her new twist on the practice of sending pics. And you can see her handiwork online at her website, dictr.com. Please welcome Soraya Dulbaus.
Soraya, I got it. You, congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna assume that you were not a professional photographer prior to Dictr.com.
Can you tell?
No, I'm really not.
I just had an idea, and I bought a really good Canon, and I took hundreds of pictures, and some of them turned out great.
And let me say this. Let me preface that statement, because I don't want it to sound like that. Not that the pictures aren't great. It's the way you stated. You were like, I saw this, and I thought, man, if you took a professional camera and you took better pictures of them, you could do that. So that is where that led me to that, not the quality of the photography. Sometimes I think, So when you got invited to Miami, to this great big, this huge showing in Miami, just one of the biggest in North America, this art showing.
Art festival, yeah.
What were you thinking? Were you like, what am I doing?
Well, I'll have you know, an agent reached out to me from Belgium and said, I love your work. I want to represent you. And so I worked with him to get representation in Miami during that art festival.
I love that. I love it. Because it's that's how fast it moves, right? That just all it takes is you have to start that buzz, that thing.
Yeah, so the way it happened is I met this guy in New York who had created this documentary called The Dickumentary, and it was all about the history of the penis and, you know, from where the penis was in the 1600s to now. And I thought, you know, this guy's really interested in this topic. Let me reach out to him and tell him what I do. And so he was like, wow, I love your work. Let's make a video. I want to shoot your next photo shoot. And so I invited him along, and he made the video, and it went viral on New York Post, and the rest is history.
And it's a combination of fantastic dick jokes and tiny outfits on penises. And it is great, though. It makes me laugh because, let's face it, you know this, Soraya. The average penis, testicles, it's not a good look. It just isn't. Like, vaginas, I think, are beautiful. I think they're amazing. I could look at them all day. But most ladies don't think, my God, I just want to stare at that mess. It's just, it's not a good look for us.
And also, we've been bombarded with penis photos ever since guys got smartphones, so we're a little sick of it.
Yeah, well, look, I'm never sending. I'm so terrified of rejection and not that confident, and maybe just a little too truthful with myself. It's not that I'm upset about the size of my penis. It's just, I just know it's not a good look. And I've done that thing where you go, man, let me take a couple pictures of it and see what it would look like on a cell phone picture, and I realized, no, that just looks weird. Like, there's nothing fantastically sexy about it. Have you ever seen a picture of a penis sent to you on a cell phone that you were like, I am so hot right now. I want this. This is what I'm, just what I want inside of me right now.
You know what? That did not happen, but I gotta tell you, the way that I got the idea for Dictr was my friends and I would get together and show each other the weekly ones we got because we were all single and dating, and we would just, our phones were filled with them because that's what men do. And I actually saw really good quality photos in terms of like focus and lighting and camera angle from gay guys. Gay guys spend so much time taking their penis photos. And then I got the idea, wow, these could be really good quality. Let me do it better.
Yeah. If this penis had a scarf, it would look so much more, in, you know, bon vivant.
I actually, my first photo was this wine bottle I got for Christmas, and it had a little Santa hat and scarf on it. And I was like, wow, this could look so much better on a penis than a wine bottle. Let's try this out.
So you've
I made a Christmas card.
So the most amount of money, you sold a limited edition print in Miami for $10,000.
That's right. I've sold quite a few of those. You know, I exhibited in Nantucket 2 years ago, and I sold a bunch of prints there to, like, elderly art collectors, like couples in their 60s who just want to be hip and cool, and they collect art, and they love my work.
Oh, yeah.
I've exhibited in Belgium, in Miami, in Toronto.
So is the key to get like an influencer to collect your art? Like, you need somebody who others look to, especially with anything new or modern. Like, you know, obviously it's all going to be about taste, but there is a certain thing value-wise when it becomes the buzz thing, the hot thing in the art world. And when, you know, who would you say, is there a person that you really want to get involved with the picture thing so that you know it would just take off and go crazy?
I mean, I would love some female comedians to get on board. Like, I would love if Amy Schumer would notice me and give me a shout out. That would be great.
I
love the female comic community.
Well, then you need to do a comedian, you need a diction to go with that.
I've been to a couple of her shows. I've taken her a couple of prints and gave it to her people. I don't know if it ever got to her. But I did do a celebrity series. I have Dicki Minaj and Donye West.
What about Dick Van Dyke?
Dictator's Collection.
With
Saddam Hussein and Fidel Castro and, you know, the whole thing. I don't know if you noticed their names, but.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'm a guy. Since I was a little boy, we dick jokes are our lives.
Yeah, I have a little brainstorm group for those.
I think then as we started thinking about it, then we're like, well, why couldn't you use a woman's vulva and her labia as the curtains and then think everything, the world's a stage series, mm-hmm. where your figure, though, is going to be like a figure of Amy Schumer, but the labia is going to be maybe a little airbrushed. You have it colored some in. But you know, have you ever gone to those beautiful theaters where they have those gorgeous curtains that come down to the side?
People always ask me if I'm going to do vagina photography because they're like, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, what about butts? What about boobs? And you know what? Like, there's just nothing that funny to me about vaginas. Vaginas are so serious. Like, unless I had, like, a scene where there was, like, two vaginas sipping tea complaining, like, I really don't see how they could be funny. And it's really tough to dress vaginas. And also, like, I don't want to spread myself thin across genitals. Like, I'm a penis photographer. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. Let's leave it there.
Well, I mean, you could always really go super other side and just the people you just dislike the most and just literally just need to figure out a way to turn their face into a butthole.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. You're right. You may have maxed out the genitalia at this point. I thought the curtains were pretty fantastic, you know, because I think, man, those beautiful old theaters, those great big curtains. Then you do the little diorama right down there. It could be.
You know, if you want to do it, I will fully support you and give you a shout out on my social media.
Well, you know what? I'll get my Nikon D80 out this weekend and some tiny figures and. By the way, who keeps talking in the back when you tell that baby, simmer down?
Oh, yeah, my son.
So how old's your boy?
He just turned one,
nice.
Actually.
Nice. Yeah. Well, is his college paid for through this yet?
Sorry?
Has his college been paid for through these dictures?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Good.
I'm working on it. I'm getting a lot of requests recently for for shoots, and you know, people have dreamt of being in the 2020 calendar and the following year. And you know, I have two kids now, so you really gonna have to pay me to do a shoot. So I charge $3,000 to $5,000 depending on the number of pictures that people want, and I still do them sometimes.
By the way, and I give this to you free, and I don't know if there's a reason you haven't, but I noticed you hadn't done any superhero penises yet. I mean, that the whole thing lends itself to a costume, to something that covers the face, yeah, per se. I mean, from Superman to Batman, across the board, Shazam, you know, it's kind of an insult, but you know what I mean.
I mean, is there anything cuter than a cape on a penis?
No.
Like, that's just got to be it. You know what? There's a lot. I get a lot of requests for like Star Wars, Star Trek, and I get a lot of requests from models. Actually, a lot of times when people book a photo shoot, they'll have, you know, a fantasy of an alter ego that they want to live out, and so I will look for those costumes. And that's how the whole dictator thing started. Was I found this Napoleon doll and I repurposed it. And then the whole thing took off, and then we started creating Fidel and Saddam and Hitler and so on. The Hitler one was hilarious because we had to recreate the mustache, and I did it with fake eyelashes. I just cut a piece of fake eyelashes to glue it on.
I mean, awesome. I mean, one simply called the King in full Elvis regalia with the golden glasses and the big sideburns, mm-hmm, down the penis. I mean, that thing sells itself.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes. I actually wholesaled to... it's like a sex museum in Vegas, and they just sell a lot of my fridge magnets. And I sell my napkins on Amazon and on my website. They're the top seller. People love a real penis on a cocktail napkin.
You really do have to do some kind of a Mount Rushmore style, but you're going to have to get four, pretty comfortable guys with each other. Yeah,
you are full of ideas. I should hire you,
dude, Dick,
as a consultant.
26 years of making dick jokes. You need some material. We're your guys. You think about that. Think about the Beatles with the mop top wigs.
Oh yeah,
there's four of them side by, mm-hmm, side. I mean, there's a million different of these things. It's fantastic.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You got to make postcards with those. Yeah.
Can recreate Abbey Road.
I mean, it's endless.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but I'm telling you, superheroes are going to be great. Any of the super iconic ones, like you said, the Elvis Presley's, the Beatles, all those things. And then we'll have to come up with the penis jokes later on. Although simply calling a penis the King is the best thing ever.
I really like that. I actually have, I had put out some new pictures, and I held a contest, Name That Penis Contest. Mm. And so I would just post the pictures up on my website or social media, and people would come up with the name. And people are so funny. There's a lot of funny people out there, and they have just like files and files of penis jokes waiting for an opportunity like this.
I don't know what the legal...
It's been a while, 2 years.
I don't know what the legal ramifications are, but you've seen Jib Jab, where you upload the picture of someone's face. Imagine if you just took the top end of some of those penis pictures that have already got their hats on and their sunglasses, and you put that in a Jib Jab situation.
You know what somebody said to me? You know those Build-A-Bear dolls?
Yes.
They were like, you should do it like a Build-A-Penis.
Yeah.
And like, people buy like a stuffed animal that's a penis, and then they get to change the clothes.
Now, is the book on its way out, the coffee table book?
You know what? I've been working on it for a couple of years, and I started to do... I would love to do a coffee table at some point because I have a lot of character stories that I developed based on each of the penis characters. And, like, I tell the story of, like, what led him to the shoot and why he's doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really funny stuff.
Well, and here's my last one.
At some point.
Last one for you, totally free because of a... You know, all of our talk about going back to space and Mars, of course, you've got to do the one with the helmet, simply entitled Astronaut.
Astronaut, yes, definitely. I got to do a space thing.
Yeah, because he's circling Uranus.
Wow.
I know. I'm a little ashamed how easily it comes to me.
It, I think you may have found something.
All right, listen, I hope you make a million. I'll be buy a house, put your kid through college. I think it's very funny. Everybody can check it out at dictur.com, dicture.com. And keep us posted, man. If you get, I want to see if you can really start something like 10,000 is amazing, but 40,000, 80,000, $100,000 dick picture. Like, that's, those are the ones. Like, I love the fact that people get so involved in that. It just, it's fantastic. Good for you.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I do 8 limited editions of each. So once I get to 1 or 2 left, I'm sure I will charge $40,000 because I'm not making any more of these.
Good, good. Listen, you need to make... So, here's the one. Here's the composite picture. A butthole in space, that's Uranus. And then you've got the astronaut on the way.
You're awesome. Wow. This is an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Saran Dulbaz. Don't forget, dicture.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.